Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 24, Matsya, the Lord's Fish Incarnation, Text 50. Achakshur Andasya Yatagrani Kritas Tata Janasya Viduso Buddho Guru Tvam Arkadrig Sarvadrisham Samikshano Vrito Guru Na Swagatim Pubutsatam Chakshurandasya Yatagrani Kritas Tatajanasya Vidusho Buddho Guru Tvam Arkadrik Sarvadri Samsamikshano Vrito Gurur Na Swagatim Bubutsatam Achakshurandasya Yatagrani Kritas Tatajanasya Vidusho Buddho Guru Tvam Arkadrik Sarvadri Samsamikshano Vrito Gurur Na Swagatim Bubutsatam Achakshurandasya Yatagrani Kritas Tatajanasya Vidusho Buddho Guru Tvam Arkadrik Sarvadri Samsamikshano Vrito Gurur Na Swagatim Bubutsatam Vaishnavis. Tagani kritas. Chakshurandasya yata agni kritas tata janasya vidusha budhu guru tamardhik sarvanti sam samikshana asvakati bubutsatam. Achakshahu, one who does not have his power of sight. Andasya, for such a blind person. Yata, as. Agranihi, the leader who goes first. Kritaha, accepted. Tata, similarly. Janasya, such a person. Avidushaha, who has no knowledge of the goal of life. Abudaha, a foolish rascal. Guruhu, the spiritual master. Tva, your lordship. Arkadrik, appear like the sun. Sarvadrisham, of all sources of knowledge. Samikshanaha, the complete seer. Vritaha, accepted. Guruhu, the spiritual master. Naha, our. Swagatim, one who knows his real self-interest. Babutsatam, such an enlightened person. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. As a blind man, being unable to see, accepts another blind man as his leader, people who do not know the goal of life accept someone as a guru who is a rascal and a fool. But we are interested in self-realization. Therefore, we accept you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as our spiritual master. For you are able to see in all directions and are omniscient like the sun. Please repeat. As a blind man, being unable to see, accepts another blind man as his leader, people who do not know the goal of life accept someone as a guru who is a rascal and a fool. But we are interested in self-realization. Therefore, we accept you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as our spiritual master. For you are able to see in all directions and are omniscient like the sun. Purport. The conditioned soul, being wrapped in ignorance and therefore not knowing the goal of life, accepts a guru who can juggle words and make some display of magic that is wonderful to a fool. Sometimes a foolish person accepts someone as a guru because he can manufacture a small quantity of gold by mystic yogic power. Because such a disciple has a poor fund of knowledge, he cannot judge whether the manufacturer of gold is the criterion for a guru. Why should one not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, from whom unlimited numbers of gold mines come into being? Aham sarvasya prabhavo matat sarvam pravartate. All the gold mines are created by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, why should one accept a magician who can manufacture only a small portion of gold? Such gurus are accepted by those who are blind, not knowing the goal of life. Maharaj Satyavrata, however, knew the goal of life. He knew the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he accepted the Lord as his guru. Either the Supreme Lord or his representative can become guru. The Lord says, Mameva ye papadyante, mayam etam taranti te. One can get relief from the clutches of Maya as soon as he surrenders unto me. Therefore, it is the guru's business to instruct his disciple to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead if he wants relief from the material clutches. This is the symptom of the guru. The same principle was instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yare Deke Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. In other words, one is advised not to accept a guru who does not follow the path of instruction given by Lord Krishna. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the verse again, as a blind man, being unable to see, accepts another blind man as his leader. People who do not know the goal of life accept someone as a guru who is a rascal and a fool. But we are interested in self-realization. Therefore, we accept you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as our spiritual master. For you are able to see in all directions and are omniscient like the sun. So there's another verse in Srimad Bhagavatam in the seventh canto in the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj that makes almost the same points that are being made here. Na te vidu svartikatim hi vishnu durasya ye bahirartimanina andayadandaya upaniyamanas tetisatantram udamni badha. So na te vidu svartikatim hi vishnu. There are people who do not know the actual goal of life is the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna. Durashaya ye bahir arta manana. Durashaya means they have bad hopes. Ashaya means hope or desire. Dur means bad or unattainable. So people have the hope that somehow or other they can enjoy themselves separately from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bahir Arta Mani Na. That means they turn their attention to the external sources of sense gratification. This is also mentioned in another verse. Krishna Bahir Mukahana Bhoga Vanchakare. People turn on some deep level of the soul away from Krishna. And why? Bhoga Vanchakare, because they want to enjoy material sense gratification separately from Krishna. And then what happens? Nikatashta Mayatare Japati Atare. Then it's a false hope because they will simply fall into the clutches of the material energy which will punish them in the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Dosha Anudarshanam, Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. So to get back to the verse from the seventh canto from Prahlad Maharaj, Andaya Dandaya Upaniyamana, so they are like the blind leading the blind. And you know, they fall into a ditch. They fall into the clutches of the material energy. So this is the position of the conditioned souls in the material world. They think they are seeing with their blunt material senses, but the blunt material senses are not revealing everything there is to know about this world. People have, mostly they have a false conception of who they are and where they are. You know, a person should have a proper understanding of who he or she actually is, because otherwise a person cannot act in one's own self-interest. If you don't know who you are, how are you going to act in your self-interest? It's impossible. Because you have a misunderstanding of who you are, you're going to act in such a way that's against your own very self-interest. And neither will you be able to act in the best interest of other persons either, because you don't know who they really are. You don't know what their real self-interest is, so you'll falsely lead them in different directions. As Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas are saying, it's like the blind leading the blind. So not only do people not know who they really are, they don't know where they are. You know, you have to know where you are if you want to get somewhere. Just like if you go into the airport and you don't understand where is the ticket check-in place, where is the security, where are the gates, you know, you wander around, you're simply going to get in trouble and you're not going to get to your destination. So we have to understand this world that we find ourselves existing in. And today, many people, for their understanding of who they are and where they are, they go to the materialistic scientists who give them false information about who they are and where they are. The materialistic scientists tell them, you are machines made of molecules. You are purely material beings who have come about by an accidental process of evolution by natural selection. You're just evolved apes. That's what you are. And therefore, people, they behave accordingly. Or maybe they believe in God, but they have a conception of God, that God has placed us here to enjoy this material world. That is the real purpose of life. So let us simply pray to God to help us engage in our material sense gratification. So it's not much different from being an atheist in the sense that their activities are pretty much the same, material sense gratification. Or where are we? You know, the materialistic scientists tell people they're in an accidental universe that somehow or other came into existence from some fluctuation of the quantum mechanical vacuum. And as Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Asatyam Apratishtam Te Jagad Ahur Anishwaram, you know, they say this world has no purpose. It's just matter. It's operating according to its own laws. And therefore, there's no real purpose in life. God didn't create this universe. There is no God, or we don't need God to explain the origin of the universe. So there's no purpose, preordained purpose for life in this universe. We can just do whatever we like, whatever we agree upon. By our political system, that's what the real purpose of life is. So, such people, you know, they don't know who they are, where they are. They're blind to the realities of who they are and where they are. You know, they think they can figure out everything by the exercise of their senses and their minds. But despite all the best exercise of their senses and their minds, they still find themselves in a world where they're suffering the three kinds of miseries: adhyatmika miseries, miseries of the mind and the body; adibhautic miseries, miseries inflicted by other living things; and adidaivic miseries, miseries inflicted by the laws of nature, by the higher powers, who they don't even recognize, really. So they just think it's nature inflicting these things on them. But nature is controlled, ultimately, by Krishna and his demigod representatives. It's like, you know, the state of California now is undergoing drought, and it's getting worse and worse. So it's causing some misery to people, and it's going to get worse. So all of this is the result of being blind to the real purpose of human life. And, you know, there are two kinds of blindness. One can be physically blind, and one can be spiritually blind, or both. You know, for example, King Dhritarashtra was both materially blind and spiritually blind. It's explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He was born the son of Ambika. And actually, it's a complicated history explained in the Mahabharata. You know, how you know, it's a little complicated, but somehow or other, Vyasadeva was chosen to give a child to this Ambika. And when he approached her, she shut her eyes because he had come from the Himalayan mountains, from the place where he was meditating. He wasn't, you know, he was unshaven. He was unclean from his years of harsh meditation. So she shut her eyes when he came to her. And because of that, it's explained, the child was born blind, and that was Dhritarashtra. But he was not only blind physiologically, he was also blind spiritually, because he was trying to deprive the Pandavas of their kingdom. They were the sons of his brother, Pandu, and he was depriving them of the kingdom, their kingdom. So it's stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that King Dhritarashtra was blind not only physiologically but also spiritually. So who can give real knowledge of the nature of the self and the nature of the universe? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, or his representative. Because the Supreme Lord is beyond all the limitations of the material senses and material mind, and he can give perfect knowledge of everything. And so also can his representatives, as Srila Prabhupada states in this purport. Either the Supreme Lord or his representative can become guru. So we see the Lord, sometimes he's acting as spiritual master himself when he appears. For example, he appeared as Lord Kapila and acted as spiritual master to his mother, Devahuti. Lord Chaitanya appeared and acted as spiritual master, but because he was showing the example of a perfect devotee, he himself accepted a spiritual master. Because this is one of the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi Pratipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadekshanti Te Jnanam Jnaninas Tattvadarshanaha. If one wants to understand the absolute truth, one should approach a bona fide spiritual master, surrender unto him, render service unto him, and inquire submissively. Evam parampara praptam imam rajar shayo vidahu. This knowledge is received through the chain of disciplic succession. That's how the saintly kings understood things. So, to demonstrate the proper example, Lord Chaitanya, although he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, accepted a spiritual master, Ishvara Puri. So many people, they have the idea, yes, we should accept a guru or spiritual master, but as Srila Prabhupada is indicating in this purport, they don't know what is the real qualification of a spiritual master or why a spiritual master should be approached. Now, Srila Prabhupada is... he was speaking out very boldly against a certain type of spiritual master. Of course, he's not mentioning any name. He doesn't mention names. But, you know, those who are, you know, familiar with the history of spiritual masters in India, they know who he's talking about. So we'll follow him and not mentioning names. But... there are sometimes, as Srila Prabhupada indicates, some guru, they manufacture some gold or something else. And he's not denying that that can be done, but that's not the true qualification of guru or why one should go to a guru. Srila Prabhupada repeated many times a verse from the Mundaka Upanishad, Tadvigyanartam Sagurum Ivabhigach Chait. One should approach a spiritual master in order to get vijnana, realized spiritual knowledge. Samitpani Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. And the qualification of the guru is not that he can produce a tiny quantity of gold or do some other magic trick, but that he is Shrotriyam, that he has heard the Vedic knowledge, and Brahmanishtam, and that he is well situated in spiritual life on the Brahman or spiritual platform. So that is the qualification of guru. And sometimes Srila Prabhupada would say, well, if you want magic, you have to know what real magic is. He says, just like somehow or other, I have converted so many meat eaters, woman hunters, drunkards, prostitutes, converted them into Vaishnavas. This is the real magic. Said a guru is not doing magic tricks to attract cheap followers. Said that is not the purpose. But he said, Krishna is the supreme magician, and if Krishna wants to empower his devotee, then his devotee can do amazing, astonishing things. So we see Srila Prabhupada did astonishing, amazing things, spreading a whole movement of Krishna consciousness all over the world, all by himself, without, in the beginning, a lot of material resources. So this is the real magic. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any question or comment? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.